Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Working mainly in television, director Brian Percival has made quite a name for himself in the UK with his work on Downton Abbey extending his reach and reputation to this side of the Atlantic. But now, Percival's debut theatrical feature, The Book Thief, is generating early buzz as a deserving contender this upcoming Hollywood Awards season. It's a hot ticket at this weekend's Film Columbia Festival. I spoke with Brian Percival about what brought him to making the best-selling novel, The Book Thief, into a film.
I was just originally sent the script probably about 18 months ago now, and as soon as I read it, I just completely fell in love with it and felt that it was a film that I had to make somehow. I wasn't quite sure how at the time, but I was just determined that I should at least try and have a crack at it, because it just moved me so much, and it touched so many sort of so many nerves in my own life, my own existence and stuff, that it made me, and it was so unique that it made me determined to try and make it.
Give us a sense of the story you wanted to tell.
It's a story about ordinary people, first and foremost, and the canvas is Nazi Germany in the sort of late 30s and into the war years, and amongst them is a young girl who's seemingly got everything against her in life. You know, she can't read, she's been orphaned, she's been given to foster parents, and it's really about how her, it's such a positive story in terms of how her human spirit overcomes everything that's thrown at her, and how she actually makes a success of herself despite being probably in the worst circumstances you can imagine.
You know, in talking to you, I realize that I have talked to so many novelists who have had their books made into films and what that experience is like. And I'm curious, as a filmmaker, of what it is like for you to take a very successful novel that came out in 2000 and do that justice and make it into a film that is true to the work, with also, as you mentioned, bringing in a little bit of your story and bringing in your connection to it as well.
I actually think it's an advantage to be given an adaptation, because in many ways, you know, the book itself becomes a Bible for the film that you're about to make. So if you have a 100-page screenplay, you've also got a 580-page reference book as to what the intent behind that story is. And so I often find it a great help. I've done many adaptations back in England. I've done adaptations of Dickens and Shakespeare. And whenever I've been in a position to do that, I've always had this Bible, if you like, or instruction manual as to the intents and thoughts of the original writer, the original author. So I find it a big advantage, because there's always something there to refer to. And it allows you in some ways to explore the subject matter far more deeply than you can with a 100-page script.
Talk a little bit about the cast that you had to work with here. Pretty incredible, beginning with Geoffrey Rush and Emily Watson.
Well, absolutely incredible. You know, Geoffrey was so delighted when he agreed to come on board, because he was perfect for Hans. You know, it'd be very, very difficult to imagine anybody else playing that part now, I think. And he plays it so wonderfully, and he's an actor I've admired for an awful long time, and he was such a delight to work with, and he just brought the all the qualities that we love about Hans, he brought them to life beautifully. You know, his performance and the work that he did with Sophie Nelisse, who played Liesel, it's just a totally heartwarming, heartbreaking performance, I think. And then Emily, I've admired for many, many years, because her first film, I think, which she got Oscar nominated for, which was Breaking the Waves, the Lars von Trier film. That was actually a film that really made me want to direct movies, because of her performance in that was so real and so touching. And so utterly believable that, you know, to begin with, I've got a couple of actors who really are about as good as it gets, and just perfect for the characters in the film. So to pair them with probably the brightest 13-year-old I've ever met in my life, it was a joy, really. And they all sort of came together as a family, and it sort of happened quite organically and quite smoothly. They all fitted in together so well into the roles. And Sophie, you know, we spent Probably about 6 or 7 months, I would say, trying to find the right Liesl, because it's got a difficult part to play, because she has to be both vulnerable and very feisty at times and high spirited, and it was quite tricky to find sort of one teenager that could play both roles. You know, most of the ones that we found fell into one category or the other, and sort of. We spread, you know, we initially started searching in England and in London, and then moved across into Germany and Scandinavia, right the way across Europe, and then still couldn't find anyone, and then opened it up even further. And eventually, you know, we found Sophie Nalisse, who's from Quebec in Canada. So it was quite a wide net we spread, and we've probably seen about 1,000 kids before we found her, really. But she was perfect, you know, right from the off. Just knew that she had all the qualities we needed to make Liesl appealing and sort of attractive to an audience.
Realizing that that he's in his 80s and isn't doing as much as he used to, but to get John Williams to do the score must have been quite a thrill.
Yeah, given it was my first Hollywood film, and by the way, John Williams wants to score it. That's quite something. That doesn't really happen very often. He's an absolute delight. I couldn't believe it. You know, I spent a lot of time in the sort of 70s and 80s growing up and going to films that Stephen had made and just loving everything that he did. And, you know, to work with a legend like that, it's a sort of once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. It just doesn't sort of... It doesn't come any better. So it was great honour to work with him, and he's done a fantastic score, and he was so wonderful to work with. He's a genius, and I understand why people are in awe of him.
In doing your first Hollywood feature and coming from television and certainly getting great acclaim recently for your work on Downton Abbey, is it a completely different animal doing a film, or is the act of directing?
I think it still comes down to being able to tell a story and to be able to create characters that are believable and honest, and my own preference is natural performances. So in that sense, it's very similar. You know, when we had great fun casting Downton, because we had such a huge cast, and I've always been, I suppose, in many ways, very conscious of getting the chemistry right between all the characters we have on screen. So in that respect, it's similar. But I think... the biggest thing I noticed was probably on Book Thief, you really have more time on set to be able to change things or to realise your image, your vision for the film, which is sometimes on television or in Downton, just by the nature of the beast, you don't have that time. You don't have that luxury to be able to actually think about something and perhaps explore a new idea. So in that sense, I thought it was a wonderful experience. And also, you know, there's an overall shape thing, not just time on a day-to-day basis, but time over the 3 months that it took us to film The Book Thief. It allows us to be able to shape things more into the way that I want them to be.
When you do a series like Downton and you come in and you do a few episodes, is it you're obviously following a through line of what the creator wants of what is going there, but you bring your own sensibilities to it as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think so. You know, because I sort of visually created Downton. You know, Julian Scripps, obviously they came first, but the approach to its look and its cast was sort of something that we all worked on together, but it was very much sort of my creation in that sense. And so that's something that's still, it's not like, I imagine it'd be quite difficult to go into someone else's series and to try and copy what they've done or to adhere to the rules that have already been laid down. That's something I've never really done before. So the similarities between the two, it still has to be in some way a signature piece, I think, because that's the only way that sort of, that's what makes it interesting. That's what makes me want to do things, is to be able to sort of put my own mark on things and not just follow something that's already been done.
And it seems as though it would be a fool's errand to figure out why, you know, something takes off and why something doesn't. You look at Downton and the incredible success that it's had, but when you look at it, you still think of it as just a great piece of work, I assume.
I would never be so forward to say that. Nobody knew. Nobody even began to.
Well, I mean, a pride in what you're doing. I mean, well, a good feeling, yeah, I mean, when you're doing it, that it's going well.
All we wanted to do was to do something, both with the book thief and early with Downton, was to do something that we were all proud of and do it to the best of our ability. And basically, I think that's all you can do. I think once you start to chase ratings, or you try to make something specifically for what could be considered the wrong reason, it's a way that people sometimes fail. I think you just have a belief in what you do, and you want to do something well, and everybody around you has the same goal. Then it's sort of fingers crossed and hope that, you know, hope that the audiences do like it. I mean, we were unbelievably well received with Downton. You know, none of us could have expected that to begin with, but we were all part of it. You know, that's the key to it. And I think still today, even though, you know, I've not been involved in the show for a year or more now, I still know that everybody over there is still really proud of what they do, and, you know, continue to want to keep the standards up.
And now Book Thief comes out, and it'll be at Film Columbia, and then it'll start to be released, and you get to set it out into the world, which must be a very exciting thing.
Yeah, I must admit, I've never done quite an extensive tour before. I'm getting to see an awful lot of America, which is a great way to see it. Most of it's out of plain windows, though, I have to say. But it is, it's really enjoyable, and it's a fantastic opportunity. I feel sort of blessed to be given the opportunity to try and get more people to see this film, really, because I think in many ways it does have a sort of an importance and relevance culturally that I think particularly today is hopefully it will be well received.
Film Columbia will take over Chatham October 22nd through the 27th. The Book Thief will be part of Film Columbia. You can find out more about the schedule and about the entire festival by going to filmcolumbia.org, filmcolumbia.org. Brian Percival is the director of The Book Thief. Brian, it's a great pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you so much for being with us, and best of luck with the film and future work as well.
Thank you so much, Joe. It's a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Again, you can find out more information about Film Columbia by going to filmcolumbia.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.